This is still part of yesterday's lesson. I didn't have time to finish what I was saying. Yesterday, I was talking about how that some people make resolutions on New Year's Day. I don't know what your resolution is, or if you ever keep them or not, but for 2025, I have resolved to lean upon the Word of God as my standard. The Word of God is my unshakable foundation. If I make the Word of God my way of living and apply it to my life as much as possible, it will be my stay when the storms roar in my life. Not only that, if I live by the Word of God, if I love and respect the Word of God, I will be a blessed man. Psalms chapter 1 and verse 1, 2, 3 tells us, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers." Psalms 119 and 1 tells us, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with their whole heart." Psalms 1 tells us, "The man is blessed when he walks not in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers." If we are living our lives in the counsel of the ungodly and the worldly, we're headed for trouble. Worldly wisdom leads to worldly actions, which results in worldly fellowship. Let me be clear on this point. Blessings come not only from what we do, but also from what we don't do. Blessed people avoid certain things and certain situations. They don't hang out just anywhere, and they don't quickly buy in to every line of thinking. They are careful not to join themselves to the company of those who do not love the Lord. Let me say this. If you decide to seek God in 25, the devil will oppose you at every turn. One of his strategies will be to surround you with people who will lead you astray. The tricky part is, these people won't seem to be bad people at all. They're nice enough and seem to be decent enough. They're just not godly, that's all. They don't share your personal faith in Jesus. It's not like they wear a t-shirt that says, "I'm working for the devil," or "Let's go to hell together." It doesn't happen like that. Lest I be misunderstood, let me make myself clear. If you hang out with the sinner, talk like the sinner, walk like the sinner, and dress like the sinner, in short, you are basically doing what the sinners do, you should not be surprised that you end up smelling like the world, sounding like the world. In the end, you will be indistinguishable from the world. You're going to become like the people around you. This is true whether they are good or evil. Now, as soon as I put it that way, I can hear someone object. But how are we going to teach the lost if we don't spend time with them? That's a good question. The answer goes like this. You do not have to win the lost by living like the lost. You win the lost by loving the lost and living like the saved people that you are. If you adopt the lifestyle of those who don't know the Lord, why would they want what you have? If your life is just the same as theirs, why should they want Jesus? That means we are to live among the lost, loving them, befriending them, caring for them, and at the same time, we are to live by an entirely different value system. That powerful combination of truth, backed up by love, is an irresistible force in the world. We can't reach people by lowering our standards or compromising our values. It's a good thing when the boat is in the water, but it's a bad thing when the water is in the boat. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.